Hey fishies, welcome to another episode of Auntie Wombat's Bible Class. Before I get started, I do want to remind you that I cannot do this show without your input. So if you have any questions or exasperations or anything really that you would like to share or ask about, please reach out. You can text or voicemail 415-504-2289, or you can DM me on Instagram at wombatalim. On Twitter at @_wombat, or you can send me a message from the Auntie Wombat's Bible Class Facebook page. It would also be really awesome if you could share this podcast with your friends. The more people we have listening, the more people we have to send in questions, and it becomes a fantastic perpetual content machine. I only got one question this week, so I expect a fairly short show. Question I received on Instagram says, I feel like I'm not trans enough sometimes. I really, really want to take testosterone and get top surgery to finally be comfortable in my own skin. But what if after I start T or get top surgery, I realize I don't like it for some reason? Some of the effects of T are irreversible, and I'm scared that I'll change my mind later, even though I've wanted T and top surgery for years. So the first thing I would suggest for you is to take some time to think about what you want out of T and top surgery. And that's not to discourage you from getting them when you can, but just make sure you have an awareness of what you want to accomplish exactly. Now, the thing about medical transitioning is you are, by definition, under medical care. So you can definitely talk to your doctor about risks, what might become permanent, what can be reversed if you stop treatment, and how risky it really is. I mean, there's always the chance that you could be right. You do run the risk of going through with part of the procedure and don't like the result, and you're right that parts of it aren't reversible. But that just means you should probably take it slow. The other thing with medical transitioning is generally they want you to see a therapist before you begin any medical treatments, and the therapist can help you sort out, you know, what exactly you're looking to get out of the transition, where your mind's at. Is there anything you need to address before you get started? So once you've had a chance to talk with a therapist a little bit, and then you start working with a doctor, like I said, just talk to both of these medical professionals about what you want, what the risks are, how slow you want to take it. I mean, this is not an immediate transformation by any means, and generally the hormone therapy would come before the surgery, though I suppose that's not necessarily how it has to go. And, you know, like I said, take it slow. Take some time to feel how the adjustments are going. Keep talking to your doctor. Keep talking to your therapist. And, you know, if something starts not feeling right, then speak up and work with them from there. And that is all I have for today. Like I said, if you have something you would like to hear me talk about, absolutely, please do send it in, text, voicemail, DM, however you get it to me is fine. I like voicemail best personally because then I can literally play your question on the air, but I don't mind reading them out if that works better for you. Without topics, I got nothing to talk about, so hopefully we can keep this going, but only if you send stuff in. Have a good week. Be safe.